Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today is Lily Gordanich, and we talk about her journey into her coaching, fitness, mindset, transformation, holistic approach, and many more things. Stay tuned.
Hey. Yeah, hello, how are you doing? Hope everything is good.
Everything is great.
That's awesome. I appreciate you for your time, and yeah, we'll just say we can start. Tell people who you are, a little bit about you, your background, and what you're doing. Yeah, let's go.
Hi, my name is Lily, and I'm just a founder of this concept of self-transformation, where you can just find your own values and heal your emotional world, and on that way, create the life you want to live.
Yeah.
You know, by just own your emotion and your whole mental world. And putting it into a space.
Yeah, that means it's definitely a big topic for a lot of people.
Tell me one more time, please.
No problem. I said it's definitely a big topic for a lot of people.
It is. It's kind of, I discovered along the way, it was like my personal challenge at some point, and I was just stunned about the amount of control that our minds has about upon us. And that's what is the time when I was just, kind of between worlds, questioning life and everything around. And at some point I start studying psychology. Psychology is a very important part of my journey, mm-hmm. but it's not the only one. That was the one, that was when I just discovered that psychology is not able to explain everything in life.
That's true. Yeah.
It's not just it's just one of the approaches that I'm taking, but it's not to exclude spirituality and biology and the whole evolutionary aspects that we are a part of, but they are part of us and our nature.
Yeah. No, it's definitely very interesting. But before we dive in all these details and everything, how did you get into that, or your journey? Did you always think like that as a child or teenager? Were you always like thinking outside of the box, or how did you get into all of that?
Well, that is a great question, because at some point I started to understand that I really did, or I was allowed to think out of the box, because I was like someone that Germans would say I was dancing out of the role. I was, you know what I mean?
That's it was true, like,
I was not just really in the line, mm-hmm. because I was living pretty unconventional life, but trying to be accepted from my community.
Yeah.
And I was for a certain amount, but I was not just fulfilling all the norms and requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good part. That's what I discovered later, that you had a certain freedom to think out of the box, but you were like, unintentionally judged. I'm just saying this unintentional judgment is something that we are just conditioned to be a certain, box and certain way of thinking. That's what brains, what brain needs. To have a certain frame of thinking, to know who we are, where we come from, and what we are nurturing throughout life, what values, what standards and everything. And as I understood that, really, that was my freedom, that was not my curse. Mm-hmm. I really started to study psychology, and that was interesting part is that was pretty much 10 years ago, because there was some event, really unpleasant event. We lost someone, and I would start questioning things beyond, because there are no explanations for some things we do in life, and I started to read and to explore things that others around me didn't. And I saw that they're not able to confront them. And psychology was not only the answer, was not the only answer, but it was a good part of it. My personal awakening came spiritually on that way, and it was something I didn't choose. I would never choose.
Yeah.
It was so painful that I thought, it's breaking every bone in my body. But it was such a good thing because you then understood how brain works, how we work with our whole nature. And that's not everything. It's not everything in psychology. There's not all answers in biology, but that's what why we need this holistic approach to take into account mental and biological and social factors, like every one of them. But still, it's the wholeness. We know that, no? Holistic is a wholeness, but still we cannot explain life without paradox, without you know, two contrary sides that are just crossing each other and kind of explain balance, why we need balance in everything, like experiencing things without being attached to them. That's
really it's critical. Very important. A lot of people are emotionally extremely attached to everything or to certain things, and that makes you weak. And I know a lot of people who achieve the biggest things in life, they are not really, you cannot attach them to anything, at least not too long. And I start to create that habit for myself as well, because I know this world will be over one day, and you can't be too attached, especially emotionally, too attached to anything, even when it's family or parents, whatever. And that at the same time makes you also strong. And for so, and I definitely felt it many times, like when certain things happen, it wasn't maybe in the beginning, you were a little bit, you were shocked or you were, oh, what's going on? But then for me, that's fine. And I keep going because life still goes on.
Yeah. That's natural to be shocked, to be, have,
yeah, of course, to have
a certain emotional response. The thing is that we do not, we're not taught where I'm coming from. We're not being taught how to regulate our emotions. Yeah. We were taught to be a good kid. That's what's really, that broke me. When I have to face the thing that I was not only a good person, I really tried to do my best. But at certain point, it's not just good person. It's just kind of manipulating opinions of others about yourself. Yeah. And that was like so breaking for me. It was devastating because I believed in goodness, you know, in goodness without boundaries. And that's not the answer. And owning your emotional world, you just have to train it. You have to learn it. You have to dive deep into it, because emotion is everything. Yeah. Not about reality, and it's not about your inner world. It's about between those worlds, between external and internal world, how you respond and what you intentionally put into a space. That's what you're creating. That's the same power that you are creating your life with. It's not just responding to something, to stimuli. It's putting intention into space and learning how to do it, how to own your emotional body and how to regulate it. Even if you cannot control things around you, you can control your response to them. And that
that's extremely important.
Yeah.
Most people cannot do that and will never be able really to do that. You see that with 90% of the people, like go average people, they always do the same mistakes, the same habits, but that's why they stay where they are. And the people who are really at the top or have the whole life in order as good as possible, they're able to control their emotions and to control everything around them, at least what they can, the things you can control, and especially your mind, because that's really the only thing you can control. You cannot even control your health, although you can do all the things you need to do to be as healthy as possible. But just in a few minutes, you can have a heart attack, whatever, or the heart stops, pumping, and then you're dead. So that you cannot even control these things. But the mindset, the way you think, the way you respond to everything, you can definitely control that. And what I find out, how it is easier to control all these things, is the more you learn in your life, the more skills you have, the self-esteem, confidence grows. And then you have real confidence, not like many people have that fake confidence, because some people gave them some compliments or said, oh, that's good, whatever. But they don't have any life skills, anything to it. And that's the reason when they crush, when certain things happen or when circumstances are not the way they thought. And that's when the roller coaster starts for many people.
Yeah, that's the point, because 10 years ago, if you would present me some topics and some subjects, I would understand them, semantically. You understand, but it's not something you really, you're not really embodying it, this understanding. Yeah. And that's the point, just to own your emotional world. If you ask anyone around who never learned that, they will tell you, yes, of course I know myself. Everyone knows that.
But they don't,
It's a really, really journey, because, at some point we're all questioned about everything around us. And if you're not questioning your reality, it's not really that you lived your life.
True.
It's kind of a hard journey, because you will always be, pointed at, like, you are the weirdo because you're thinking differently.
True.
But at the other point, you just start discovering that there's another community coming towards you, that community that thinks different. Acts different, and it has open mind, and this open mind is such a precious thing. It's really something that we have to learn to be. Even
that's
if
true.
I can say about me, I was really religious, and I was like having this this concept of mine. I was in it, but I was really much more open to some subjects than average person would be. And that's because you are just questioning things. You just have this freedom to have this question mark on everything. But on at the other side, it's not really that you can think out of the box just like that. You have to break at some point, which is a good break.
Yeah, and that's really the only time when you really learn the truth about yourself, when you face hardship and when you went through that. And it's not just you face it, you have to go through that. And most people, they crush under these circumstances, and that's why they will stay forever average, they will stay forever like losers, whatever. Whenever they have a challenge, like they have this goal, they know deep down inside, like subconsciously, I will not get it. Because they always gave up, they always, they never really did the things they said they want to commit to. And that's why when it happens, and I see it with all the people who went through the things and did it, whatever happens, new challenge, whatever happens in life, they master it as good as possible, because they know from the past experience, I went through something similar, even harder, and I did it. So it's everything is easy. And I noticed for myself as well. And that's why, martial arts or sports is so important, especially when you start as a child, because that gives you the challenge all the time. You have to go through challenges at the early age, and then you learn to adapt yourself with it, with the time. And for me, it's like whatever challenge comes in my way, I take it, and I know I will be successful. And for me as a man, it's important to, I always take the harder path, the hard life. Whenever it comes in my way, when people gave me the offer, like whether it's business, training, competition, I always take the hard thing, because I know, okay, then you can feel better. And for average people, okay, you take this easy route, I take the hard route. So then you can be definitely more proud of yourself. At least that's what I think. But I know a lot of people who are very competitive and have a strong mindset, they think the same.
Yeah, that's the point, because, winning in life, it's sometimes and very often about losing and about learning from your losses. That is really what you have to learn. It's never about losing. It's about learning from those losses. And
true.
That is the real power, because we were, we were taught just this concept of black and white thinking.
Mm-hmm.
There's no black and white. There's always the middle that's gray. Kind of, but it's a good thing, because you can take a lecture for your life out of everything. It's just our ego that doesn't allow us to, to think like out of the box. We need this mask just to think to appear as perfect, appear as enough, as good. But we are already in our nature. We are just enough.
True.
We are beautiful. inside and outside. There are just some standards, you know, you have to compare, you have to compete, you have to prove. The moment you have to prove anything is the moment you lost it. You just lost it. That's the point. And you have to accept that everything is just a lesson. You have to even accept the fact that you are going to suck at some point. You have to suck.
But it's life, that's how it is.
You learn. That's how you learn. And that's really how you break your ego. One of them. It's not about breaking. It's about getting to know your ego.
That's what only through challenges.
What are your wants and how they're expressing themselves. And you not just owning them. Not fighting them, not breaking them, but just owning your wounds, accepting them and working through them. That is really, really very, very inspiring and very moving.
True. And most people never know themselves.
Paradox is a very important part of my philosophy, because we cannot explain anything. There is no strength without weakness. There is no going forward without going back and questioning what did I adopt along the way? What is working through me? When you say, when you say to your clients, it's not you, it's your nervous system. It just, you know, there's another response. Then you see this, like, it's everything lighter. It's becoming, you know, more acceptable, more, they're more open for everything because they know it's not them. It's not ego. Yeah. It's something that they had never control about, but now you can take control in a certain way. It's not control, it's acceptance.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely. That's definitely true. And most people never really know themselves. You can see that very easily with certain questions like, what is success for you? And then they have to think about it. And when somebody asks me certain things, what do you really like? What do you want to do in life? It comes like immediately like this. And there you can see if somebody knows themselves or the truth about themselves. And all the people who have to think for a few seconds or minutes, you know, they never really thought about these things. They never really had to face, you know, challenges or, you know, get or dive deep down into, you know, what's important for them in life, where they want to be, where they want to go. Because most people are happy just being average, as long as they, like they say in Germany, as long as they have some food and have trash TV, it's all good. So nothing bothers them. And you saw that like 3-4 years ago with all the shit happening back then. So, and that's always the, you know, you can see immediately how people are. Like most people are definitely like sheep. And that's why there's only room for a few people at the very top. And for me, that's perfect. Because if everything would be easy, like everybody would do that. And that's definitely another thing where I would be happy, or like, and you cannot be proud of that for sure, 100%.
That's the point. It's not about something being easy. It's something, it's you going through this accepting this challenge and going through it, growing through it. You never grow in a comfortable place. That's the tricky part. You never grow in a comfortable place. And there's a kind of sadness in the fact that people at some point just stop learning. They stop developing because they just accept the life and they measure life. That is the most devastating part for me. They measure life upon their financial success or just comparing themselves to others or about, you know, success is very often about fulfilling all the social requirements. Like I got married, I got kids, I got work, I don't know, built the house, and no one knows themselves. No one owns themselves. And you don't have that freedom to think out of the box, because brains just need, an ego needs this mask to appear in front of the others. And when that once breaks, it's kind of, you know, so challenging. It's a dark place. And sometimes I'm really very challenged with my clients. You can't tell it to someone who's in a dark place. I know I've been there. But you cannot say to a person, that's a good thing that's happening to you. It's a good thing because you are now at the crossroads. You now get to choose your road.
That's true.
It's
definitely.
And you think all of your life, you just think I had the choice. I had the choice. You didn't. You just didn't. You don't have a choice. You just lined up and you have to think in order to be accepted. And acceptance is the most profound connection. We need connection to feel alive. When you establish everything within yourself, you don't need everything. You don't need anything. And still you can have everything. And that is the point. You know?
No, it's definitely true. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. So what would you say, like, when people ask you, like, what can you give them, like, as a little advice, what they can take away for themselves?
A little advice is just to stay open, which is not a simple thing. You can choose to be open, still it's not your choice. It's not really always your choice.
True.
But to accept, to train, to accept every state of being therein, and to question it, to learn about themselves, just to learn about themselves, about human nature and every aspect of it, no matter what is yours.
Like you said, you definitely need to be open, and a lot of people are not open, and I think that's why it's very good, the things you do and the coaching you do. So tell people a little bit how they can reach you, or what are you offering in your coaching. And then maybe one practical tip for them, or advice, what they can take away from it.
Yeah, I'm just about to just to put out my website. It's just has been finished, and that is the best way to get contact.
Yeah. Or
to
as soon as it's out, I put it all in the description so people can check it out and they can go through the page and contact
Thank
and
you.
Everything. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, we put a lot of effort into it just to, you know, explain to people in not so many words, because none of us wants to read a long text
or
description, but, you know, for understanding it, you cannot just put it into one sentence or a few sentences.
Yeah, that's true.
The best approach is, as I said, is to stay open, to remain open for everything, just to learn about yourself, to learn. All of your whole life is about learning, is about developing, and it's about creating. We are creative beings.
Yeah.
And, you know, to let go of control is a good thing, because you are, you know, growing over yourself.
Yeah.
But you need a certain amount of control to put it in space what you want to create into your life, in your life.
Definitely.
And that
true.
Is really important, to find balance in everything. Like,
yeah.
to experience everything, to want, to have desires, to be creative, but not to be attached to, you know, not to be real. We're talking about that. And that is the first thing that I would always, you know, just recommend to my clients. But it's a journey. It's not a decision.
Sure.
You have to understand. That's the first thing you have to understand. It's not just a decision. I'm going to change. Change is a process. It's an ongoing process all of your life. Your whole life. And you are constantly changing. It might be that your current version is not more available in a year or 2 years, or I don't know.
That's true.
In a certain amount of time.
Yeah, that's how you have to do that, for sure, 100%. And I think you give the people a lot of great advice and what they can take away. And so if they want more, they can check it all out here on Instagram, or either on your homepage. And if there's anything we can promote or so soon, we definitely put it out. And I'm pretty sure there need to be more episodes, more in the details next time. But I really appreciate you for all the insights and everything. And thank you so much for your time. And like I said, next time, pretty sure we do like many more podcasts in the future again.
I hope that.
And, thank you for your time.
And I thank you for your interest in my work, and of course, your invitation, and for your time today.
Of course, you're very welcome. Then have a great day, everybody, and see you soon.
See you soon.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was Lily Gordanich, and we talked about her journey into her coaching, mindset, having a strong mentality, fitness, holistic approach, and many more things. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow her on Instagram. Check out her journey. If you want to know more about the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and all available platforms, just type in the Martial Arts Show 2.0 and you'll find me there. Thank you for the support. Until next time, bye everybody.